Hi, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this week we're going to start out once again with the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival that's coming up later this year in October. But we wanted to let you know that time is running out. They're looking for visual artists and fine crafters interested in displaying their wares at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival Art Market. And you have until July 14th to submit your artwork for consideration. Artsplosure will present the Art Market as part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, a major public festival component of the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass. The event is presented in partnership with IBMA, the City of Raleigh, Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will be held Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th, 2014. Complete guidelines and criteria are available on the Artsplosure website, and that's artsplosure.org. Okay, switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've got Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series coming up July 9th through the 20th with Parade. It's at the Kennedy Theater, regional premiere for the Triangle. Parade tells the tragic true story of the trial and lynching of a man wrongly accused of murder. Winner of the 2000 Tony Award for Best Book and Best Score, its subject matter offers a moral lesson about the dangers of prejudice and ignorance that should not be forgotten. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27, appropriate for ages 16 plus due to the adult subject matter, but there is no harsh language. Also July 9th through the 20th, this at Fletcher Opera Theater, How I Became a Pirate, presented by Broadway Series South. Young Jeremy Jacob is digging in the sand when he's greeted by Captain Braid Beard and his mates and is recruited to help find the perfect digging spot for their treasure. Boarding the ship, the captain introduces the boy to his pirate crew, who share with him the ins and outs of a pirate's life at sea. In turn, Jeremy shares with them what a typical kid's day is like and the wondrous game of soccer. Ticket prices range from $14 to $37. For more information, call 919-996-8700. North Carolina theater production of Disney's The Little Mermaid coming up at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium July 29th to August 3rd. That's once again at Memorial Auditorium. Disney's Under the Sea Spectacular hits the stage. In a magical kingdom beneath the sea, a beautiful young mermaid named Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. Based on the classic Disney animated feature, The Little Mermaid is a splashy extravaganza. Again, that's at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The phone number to call, 919-831-6060, for more information. Coming up August 2nd, it's the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 p.m. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. The Carolina Music Awards is excited to add Darius Rucker as a supporter of the event, along with the legendary co-founders, Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Ticket prices range from $28.83 to $50.18. Then August 13th through the 24th at Kennedy Theater, it's Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series, presenting Crimes of the Heart. At the core of this tragic comedy, which won the Pulitzer Prize, is a trio of sisters from Mississippi who reunite after the youngest sister shoots her abusive husband. Past resentments bubble to the surface as they're forced to deal with assorted relatives and past relationships while coping with the latest incident that has disrupted their lives. This is for mature audiences due to the adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27. And again, the number to call for more information, 919-996-8700. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, September 8th through the 28th, Firebird, New Weiss, and New Raphael. It's the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. This mesmerizing ballet is set to the groundbreaking score by Igor Stravinsky and choreographed by our very own artistic director, Robert Weiss. The program will also feature new ballets by Zalman Raphael and Robert Weiss. September 19th and 20th at Maimandi Concert Hall, it's Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, which is part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Part of the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maimandi Concert Hall, it's West Side Story, September 26 and 27. Grant Llewellyn is the music director. Celebrate one of the greatest films of all time as the North Carolina Symphony plays Leonard Bernstein's electrifying score live while the newly remastered film is shown on the giant screen in high definition. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again. This is part of Broadway Series South. Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent are veteran performers. Each maintain a rigorous performance schedule. The popularity of their first duets from Gene Watson's project resulted in a request for the Gene and Rhonda tour. Moving over to Durham, we've got the Duke Performances. Tickets ages 30 and under, $15. Duke students, $10. The schedule for July and August and early September, July 16th, is Porta Static at Sarah Duke Gardens at 7. July 23rd, Lamb Chop play Nixon and Mount Moriah and William Tyler at Baldwin Auditorium, 7:30. July 30th, it's Stephen Merritt and Mark Eitzel at Baldwin Auditorium, 7:30. August 9th, Pat Metheny Unit Group at Carolina Theater at 8 o'clock. And September 5th, the Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme at Hayti Heritage Center at 6 o'clock. For more information about the Duke performances, you can call 919-660-3356. Also in Durham, the Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. All concerts run from 7 to 8:30, are free, and are held at the CCB Plaza. July 18th, it's Jonathan Bird. July 25th, Birds and Arrows. August 1st, The Fair and the Foul. And August 8th, it's Kalat Africa featuring Diali Sisoko. All right, the Oak City 7 is a summer concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 to 10:30 every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. Oak City 7 features notable local and regional bands along with local and craft beers. There are four or five bands per event. Oak City 7 does not utilize any taxpayer money and is 100% sponsor-driven. Coming up July 24th, it is Beauty World at 6, the Balsa Gliders at 6:45, the Arcane Heart at 7:40, Aaron Nenny at 8:35, and the Amateurs at 9:30. Picking in the Plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Pickin' in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Each event will feature great bluegrass music, food trucks, and local beers, and will take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30. The next Pickin' in the Plaza concert is July 17th with Old Habits and Hank Smith and Lindsey Timms. July 31st, it's the Grass Cats and Nixon's, Blevins, and Cage. Of course, there's the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. This concert series is now in its seventh season with beach music every Thursday evening. Coming up on July 17th, Legacy Motown Review. July 24th, North Tower Band. And then on July 31st, it's the Entertainers. North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. And on Sunday, July 20th, it's Terry Bauckham and the Dukes of Drive. There will be solid, hardcore bluegrass from start to finish when Terry Bauckham and the Dukes of Drive take the stage at Midtown Park this month. They will perform music from Bauckham's two solo projects and from BAM members Richard Bennett's and Matt Wallace's records as well. The Dukes of Drive are Bauckham on banjo, Bennett on guitar, Wallace on bass, and Joey Lemons on mandolin. And Bauckham's wife, knee-deep in bluegrass host Cindy Bauckham, may join in for a few songs as well. Terry Bauckham's parents gave him his first banjo when he was 10 years old. He grew up performing in a local band, the Rocky River Boys, with his father. His first professional job came in 1970, playing fiddle with Charlie Moore. And save these dates for future Midtown Bluegrass Series shows, Aaron McDermott Band on August 17th, Front Country September 21st. The Coca Booth Amphitheater also has a lot of stuff going on in the coming weeks. For a lot of the information, you can call 919-462-2025. July 12th, the North Carolina Symphony presents Around the World with the Von Trapps. July 13th, the Band Perry with special guest Craig Campbell. Raisin' a Ruckus is presented by Ruckus Pizza and in partnership with B93.9 Radio. July 16th, Raisin' a Ruckus Country Music Series with the Johnny Orr Band and special guest Wade Hill. July 23rd, for Raisin' a Ruckus, it's Amanda Daughtry and special guest Abby Stevens. And July 30th, it's Johnny Folsom Four with a Johnny Cash tribute, and the Kennedy Thomas Band with a Patsy Cline tribute. August 1st and 2nd at Coca Booth, it's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Join us for the festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy an all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. August 3rd, Outback Concerts presents Jennifer Nettles' That Girl Tour of 2014 with special guest Brandy Clark. August 14th, Outback Concerts presents Nickel Creek with Josh Ritter. August 16th, it's Josh Groban featuring the North Carolina Symphony. August 22nd, Third Day, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. And October 5th, Outback Concerts presents Darius Rucker. The North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series features Loudon Wainwright III and Iris DeMent on Saturday, July 12th at 8. The North Carolina Museum of Art welcomes two of America's most distinctive and critically acclaimed singer-songwriters. Born in Chapel Hill, Loudon Wainwright III is an artist of exceptional versatility. The most recent of his 22 albums, Older Than My Old Man Now, was one of NPR's top 10 albums of 2012. Iris Dement is a Museum of Art favorite. We agree with critic Ken Tucker that Iris possesses one of the great voices in contemporary popular music. Other upcoming events at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Saturday, July 19th, Dan Zanes and Friends. Saturday, July 26th, Lisa Fisher, followed by the screening of 20 Feet from Stardom. Saturday, August 2nd, An Evening with Judy Collins. And Saturday, August 9th, The Carolina Chocolate Drops. The 2014 North Carolina Funniest Person Finals take place on Wednesday, July 23rd at 8 o'clock at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Who is the funniest person in North Carolina who could win a $1,000 grand prize? The final round of the 2014 contest and see who is crowned the champ. Tickets will be available for pickup at the box office prior to the show. You can dine at the factory prior to the show by making a reservation. Call 919-828-5233. Other shows coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, August 1st, DeRay Davis. August 15th, The Dangling Loafer featuring Johnny Pemberton. August 20th, Burlesque and Comedy Show. August 21st, Rudigore by Gilbert and Sullivan, a comedic opera. At the Durham Performing Arts Center, something for everyone is the goal for over 150 events a year held at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. From rising new artists to the biggest name superstars from all around the world, DPAC sets the stage for both contemporary and legendary Broadway shows, concerts, comedy, and family shows. Tickets for all shows can be purchased online at DPACNC.com. At the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and through Ticketmaster. Maxwell brings his Summer Solstice Tour to DPAC on July 26th. The sexy ambassador of soul, Maxwell returns to DPAC the 26th, bringing his classic songs like Pretty Wings, Something Something, and Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. Maxwell's 2009 platinum-selling album Black, Summer's Night, the first of a trilogy, received 6 Grammy nominations. Keisha Cole's The Point of No Return tour will be stopping at DPAC on August 8th. Four-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Keisha Cole brings her tour, performing all her hits plus new music from her much-anticipated 6th album, Point of No Return. An Evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons is coming up on August 9th. Oh, what a night it will be when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come to DPAC. Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons and is hotter than ever in the 21st century. Also at DPAC, several American Dance Festival performances will be held at DPAC through July 23rd. A complete listing of ADF events can be found at AmericanDanceFestival.org. Switching over to events coming up at the PNC Arena, Marvel Universe Live is coming to PNC Arena July 18th through the 20th. Tickets are $40, $60, $90, and $120. The tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Coming up at PNC Arena on Saturday, July 26th at 10 a.m., it's the Hurricane Summerfest Celebration. This is a free event. The Summerfest Celebration will feature the final practice and skills session of Prospects Development Camp, an autograph session with the camp's participants. and a State of the Hurricanes discussion. The Summerfest celebration will also include over 20 interactive inflatables, games and experiences, free giveaways, guest speakers from the Hurricanes, appearances by Stormy and the iCare Associate Storm Squad, discounted concessions, hockey games, and extended hours for the iTeam Store. Parking and admission are free to the general public, and the majority of the event will be held inside PNC Arena as activities will expand across the first level of the building and more. We have two phone numbers for more information, 919-467-7825, 919-861-2300. Also at PNC, Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to PNC Arena. And tickets are available at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone, 1-800-745-3000. And Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Hypnotic Eye. Hypnotic Eye was recently described by Rolling Stone magazine as maximum rock and roll. Once again, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Ticket prices, $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. And because it's that time of year, I've drawn up a list of some of the county fairs that'll be coming up across North Carolina. And all of them that I'm listing start in August or September, as usual, or October. August 11th through the 16th is the Drexel Community Fair, is one of only two North Carolina agricultural fairs with free admission and the only one with all aspects of an agricultural fair. August 20th through the 24th is the Haywood County Fair. August 26th through the 30th, Burke County Fair. August 27th through September 1st is the Hickory American Legion Fair. And then August 29th through September 6th is the Rocky Mount Ag Fair. And as I noted, we will continue as time goes along, adding to that list. Okay, coming up at the Red Hat Amphitheater, July 13th, it's Philip Phillips and OAR. July 14th, The Fray. July 17th, New Edition. July 20th, Lauryn Hill. July 22nd, Sarah Burrells. July 23rd, Beck. July 26th, Ray LaMontagne. July 30th, John Legend. August 1st, it's Sugar Ray, Smash Mouth, Blues Traveler, and Uncle Cracker. August 5th, Gavin DeGraw and Matt Nathanson. By the way, the August 16th Sarah Brightman show has been canceled. If you're thinking about concerts at Walnut Creek, July 15th, that's Leonard Skinner and Bad Company. July 19th is Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green. July 20th, Kiss and Def Leppard. July 22nd, Monumentor with Fallout Boy and Paramore. July 23rd, Dave Matthews Band. July 25th, Rascal Flatts, Sheryl Crow, and Gloriana. August 2nd, it's James Taylor. August 8th, Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. August 13th, One Republic and The Script. August 21st, Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. August 23rd, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. Then on September 6th is Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. Once again, the American Dance Festival is taking place through July 26th. Events at DPAC and at Duke University, called one of the nation's most important institutions by the New York Times, ADF is a festival for modern dance. It presents the work of established and emerging artists, in addition to workshops, classes, and other outreach projects. For more information, call 919-684-6402. Once again, that number for more information on performances at the American Dance Festival. The Toast and Tunes concert series continues in Apex, free concerts for all ages, held at Clower Family Vineyards on Saturdays monthly, stretching to November. These are outdoor concerts, and wine will be sold by the glass and bottle. No outside alcohol permitted. It's feel free to bring lawn chairs and picnics. In Cary, the Starlight Concert Series, the final concert, is at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 25th. At the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden, food and lawn chairs are permitted. Please leave pets and alcoholic beverages at home. Call 919-460-4963. And the final Sertoma Series event, enjoy free outdoor concerts through August at varying times, and Pinecone Series concerts on August 9th at 6 p.m. Both concert series take place in Bond Park on High House Road at the Sertoma Amphitheater. Call 919-469-4069 for more information about those performances. If there is something you would like to hear about on Triangle Bulletin Board, please let us know. We are working on expanding the offerings we talk about on Triangle Bulletin Board to ensure that I am talking about programs and events you are interested in. After all, Triangle Bulletin Board is your program, and I want to make sure you're hearing the information that you are interested in. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.